Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Poker Pro Podcast Series, a poker how-to podcast series featuring the greatest and most accomplished poker players in the industry. Our poker podcast topic today is casino gambling secrets, where our author and expert poker pro will reveal the secrets to winning at the casinos. My name is Annie Jennings. I am the host of the Poker Pro podcast series, and our pro today is Bill Burton, author of the wonderful book, 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets, Insider Tips the Casinos Don't Want You to Know. Bill is also a columnist for About.com. You can reach him at BillBurton.com and his column at the following website address, which is http://www.casinogambling.about.com. That's loaded with great information from Bill Burton. Welcome, Bill, for another wonderful podcast on winning at the casinos.
Hi, Annie. Glad to be here. Glad to be back.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you know, we're going to talk. I really want to tackle this topic because I've got to tell you, I do love slot machines. I love them. I love them. I really love them when you got to pull the arm down over and over again. Now there's just the button and everything, but still. They're lots of fun, and tell us, Bill, what do you think the appeal is in slot machines? We kind of all know that the house does have the edge, and you may want to tell us a little bit about the edge, too, but we do love these games. Why is that?
Well, you know, slots, I'm sure everybody believes it now, is the most popular casino game.
Is it really?
Years ago, the casinos only made about 20% of their revenue on slots. The rest were made on table, but those roles have been reversed now, and the slot machines is what builds those beautiful mega resorts that we see out there.
Really? I mean, do you think the returns are somewhere over 50% or even more?
Well, the house edge on slots can run anywhere from 1% to probably 15% to 25%. Normally, like in Atlantic City or, you know, some of the ones in Connecticut, your quarter slots, they're retaining about 8%, which makes them one of the worst games you can play in the casino.
You know, right, exactly. So the casinos really are deriving a huge amount of their income, their bottom line, right from their percentage return on the slot machines.
Right. And okay. But you mentioned that you wanted to know why they are so popular.
Yes, why is that?
Well, you know, we're getting into the video generation. You know, most of the people that are of age to go gambling now grew up with video games.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the slot machines, the slot makers, have been making these games more entertaining so that they're almost like a video game.
Right.
Many of the new machines will have bonus screens and bonus rounds and sometimes,
you know, if you ever look at some of the machines, they do look a little complicated. When you're looking at, like, the top of the machine that tells you all the stuff, and you're wondering, whoa, I need a course in reading these slot machines before I can do this.
And that's one of the biggest, one of the first tips I'd like to give about the slot machine.
Please.
Whenever you sit down in a slot machine, all the slot machines nowadays, the video slots, have a help screen. And I advise you, before you start playing, is to look at that help screen because it explains how the lines are paid.
Mm-hmm.
It explains any bonus or scatter pays or anything else. So take a minute to sit down and you know, make sure you know what you're doing. So many times people just sit there and start putting money
start playing. Yes,
exactly.
Buttons,
and they're saying, like, I won, but how did I get this?
Did I win, and, like, how come I didn't win more? Or I thought 3 sevens meant something a little better than 4, whatever.
Right.
Or
I mean,
digital, points.
The new video slots pay left to right, so you have to have, you know, it has to be going from the left. All of a sudden you see them line up on the right, and you say, well, why didn't I win? Well, if you look at the help screen, you would have seen that, you know, it pays the left to right.
All right. So, you know, one of our goals in providing our listeners with this podcast series is we want people to learn how to have a great time at the casinos and also become winning players. So first thing you do when you sit down on a slot machine is just take a look at that help screen. Start to familiarize yourself with the way the game is played and the machine works. And I wanted to ask you something about... I'm going to ask you in a little while about how to select the hottest machine in the house, but first of all, are they beatable? Can you beat a slot machine?
If you get lucky, you can beat a slot machine.
That
is the only way you're going to beat a slot machine. It's purely luck.
Pure luck, no skill, huh? It has nothing to do with the way you press that button?
No, it doesn't. All the slot machines have a computer chip inside, okay? And this runs a, what they call a random number generator.
Right.
And while the machine, even when the machine is sitting idle, this thing is running through all the combinations of the machine. And when you put your coin in or you hit the spin button, what it does is it stops that random number generator. And whatever number corresponds to the symbols, all the numbers have a, you know, correspond to the symbols on the machine, and that determines whether you're a winner or a loser on that particular spin. But even when you're not playing or in between spins, that random number generator is constantly running. It's a computer chip.
So when you're not playing, that is when the machine is sitting idle?
Mm-hmm. It's still the random number generator is just cranking out these numbers. It's just going through its little cycle. Right,
because I'm real curious if you can hit a jackpot twice in a row, or if a jackpot hits, is that machine now considered cold?
No, not necessarily. I mean, your odds of hitting it are just as likely, you know, on one spin as two, you know, two spins, but the fact is that most of them are, the combinations are just so astronomical.
I can imagine.
That, you know, the odds of hitting it, say, you know, there's a one in a million chance on some of these progressive machines. Well, it's still, your next spin is still one in a million, but the odds of hitting it two in a row is, you know, astronomical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this gets to one thing that, and people, believe it or not, this is one of the slot myths that people still believe today, is the fact that if they got up from a machine
and the next person
sits down, hits the spin button, and wins the jackpot,
of course,
that they had their jackpot stolen.
Exactly, of course. And I agree with them. I agree with the millions of people who believe that.
And it's not the truth, because what happens is, as I said, that when you hit that, you know, the spin button, it's at that exact nanosecond that picks that combination.
And you might not have hit it at that exact moment that the next person, because they were, you know, getting situated, settled, they hit it at that exact second that was going to select or cause the random number generator to stop at that exact spot.
Right. Even
so
if you were still sitting there,
and
you picked up your soda and had a, you know, a sip of soda, it's gone by, you know.
There's
no way anybody can steal your jackpot.
The pressure of everything is so easy to press that button, but it's not. This is really high pressure. You got to press it exact moment. You got to be a mind reader. Oh, that's actually very, very funny. It is a myth to think that I know. I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned earlier about comp cards. Make sure you put your comp cards in the machine, correct?
Correct.
When you sit down. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another myth, too. Some people think that, I've heard many people say, well, I don't put my card in because I always lose when I put my card in.
Yeah, why is that true?
No, it's not true. It's, you know, it's a perceived unreality is what it is.
It's the camera in the sky kind of thing that makes you think, well, if they know that I'm here, they're not going to let me win.
Right.
Something like that?
Yeah, the card reader has no bearing on the random number generator in the machine, so it doesn't make any difference. These people just happen to, you know, they think that every time they sat down and used their card, they lost. Well, I call it selective amnesia.
Right.
Because you only remember when the bad things happen.
Yeah.
You don't remember when the good things happen.
You're right. And they start to associate, well, card, losing.
Right, and if you don't use your card, you're just more of a loser because you're giving up the comps that the casino are you know, is giving back to you. So.
Yes, and I also read in your book that if you notice a player not, is it noticeable to notice when somebody is not using their card?
I notice it all the time. That's the first thing I do when somebody sits down next to me and starts play, and I glance over and see if they have their card in. And
if they're not, you sometimes recommend, hey, you say, hey, you mind if I use my card in your machine while you're playing?
I carry a spare card for all the casinos where I play, and I will do that. I'll look over, and if they're not using their card, I say, you know, you're not using your player's card. And if they say, well, you know, I don't play here enough, I'll say, hey, I have a spare card. Do you mind if I put mine in?
Sure, why
not? Now, some players are very superstitious. You know, they might not be using a card because of the myth we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do, say, okay, you know, just asking.
Sure.
But a lot of them, I'd say about 90% of the time I ask, they say, no, go ahead. And, you know, I put mine in, so I'm getting credit for their play.
Sure, and you can get a spare card simply by just going back to the poker's or the player's desk and getting your spare. having
right.
some issues
or when
there.
You get your, you sign up for your card, originally you say, could I have an extra card? And then they'll give you, they'll print out two or three. Or
no problem. All right, we're about to wrap for today, but I wanted to ask you a question. Is, can a slot machine be hot? You sort of answered that with no, but I'm just curious, can it actually run hot? And what? How do you find the slots in the casino with the best payoffs?
Well, the slot machines, I mean, there's no way to tell if it's hot or not. It's just, you know, you sit down and it's like any other streak. You never know that you had a winning streak until you got out of it. So there's really nothing you can do. As far as the best casino, the best machines to play in a casino, there's really, you can't, there's no way to determine what the payback is. Some casinos, though, will put up a sign if the machine is set to pay back 98%. They'll actually post sign that these machines are set to pay back 98%. But that's the only way you would really know on a slot machine.
Do you feel that the positioning of the machines, do you think the machines that pay back the most are positioned in the most visible areas?
It used to be that way, but now most of the machines, they just, you know, randomly put them around the casino. They always thought that, you know, they wanted people to see other people winning. Well, it's gotten to a point now where the slots are just so popular that one of the slot managers I actually talked to said, well, you know, we don't bother moving our machines around. And, you know, so the old always play the one on the aisle or always play the one on the carousel, that doesn't necessarily ring true anymore.
All right, terrific. Now, what is a slot tournament? We've been hearing more about slot tournaments, so I'd love to know who's playing the tournaments, how does it work, how do you win, how do they determine the winner, and what do you think about these slot tournaments?
Well, slot tournaments can be fun. Many slot tournaments, some of them are invitational only. They invite their good players to come and, you know, play in a tournament for free. Other times there's an entry fee. But what they do is they give back, you know, a certain amount in prizes, in banquets, and it's usually if they're having a slot tournament, it's a couple of days, you get a discount on a room. So those can be fun to play. But there again, too, it's mostly all luck. The way that most of them are run is the fact that for your session, you sit down and you have a certain amount of credits, say 1,000 credits, and you have to play those 1,000 credits in 20 minutes. And you just keep on hitting the spin button, and at the end of the 20 minutes, whoever has the highest score is the winner or moves to the next round.
Yes, I see. So that's actually a little makes me laugh a little bit, because it's almost, if you can push the button faster than everyone else, you win.
That's it. That, and you add some luck to it.
And some luck, and there you go. So anyone can play that game.
Anybody can play. if you can't use your 1,000 credits in a allotted time, then you're not pushing fast enough.
Oh, that's very, very funny. But you know what? Why not give it a try? If it doesn't, does it cost a lot to get in, you're saying?
They run from, you know, as I said, free tournaments, which are invitational, to, you know, some of them are $5 or $10. Some of them you pay a couple $100s.
Whoa.
But what you have to look at is you have to, first of all, make sure that all the money that is being put into the slot tournament, the entry fee, is being returned to the players. Or, you know, look to see what added benefits you're getting. If you enter
a slot tournament
for $200 and you get a free room and, you know, meals. So you look at it that way.
You look at what you're getting for your money, and it's interesting because now you're playing against other players, so you're not just you against the house, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
You know, whoever gets the highest score wins.
Terrific. Now, I want to thank Bill for another wonderful interview with us. Bill Burton is the author of the book 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets. Bill's website is billburton.com. You can also access many more articles and advice columns from Bill Burton on gambling secrets at www.casinogambling.about.com. That's casinogambling.about.com. And Bill's book is 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets. I guarantee you will learn 1,000 things you did not know about winning in the casinos. And I'd like to just say our motivation here, we want everyone to have fun, and we want everyone to be a winning player. So I want to thank Bill Burton for being with us today. Please join us for our next Bill Burton podcast. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Annie.